Well, thanks for joining us as we start a brand new series of devotions today. We're going to be taking some time, about 20 days or so, to look at some of the I am statements of Jesus. These statements are found in the Gospel of John. There are seven of them. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He said, I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. The seven I am statements of Jesus. We're going to start by looking at Jesus saying that he is the good shepherd. This is from John chapter 10, verses 11 and 12. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and he runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. Let's think about that passage. So a person really values what's his, right? What he's worked for, what he owns, what he's sacrificed for. The owner of a business has a deep appreciation for his company. He's willing to work long hours, and he's willing to make sacrifices that sometimes employees may not be willing to make. You following this? So Jesus uses that same principle to demonstrate the depth of his care and his love for us. The hired hand, Jesus said, is just that, hired hand. So when trouble comes, he quickly abandons the sheep in order to save himself. The sheep are left vulnerable to the enemy's attack. But that doesn't happen with the good shepherd. The good shepherd knows and loves and cares for his sheep. When the enemy comes, he's willing to protect the flock and, if need be, die for them. He puts his life in danger. In fact, Jesus did more than put his life in danger, didn't he? He sacrificed his life for us. There was nothing that could save us from death. There was nothing that could save us from hell except the sacrifice of the Good Shepherd. So he was willing to give his life on the cross as a sacrifice for our sin. That's why Jesus is the good shepherd who laid down his life for us. How do we respond to Jesus, the good shepherd? Father, I don't know what everyone's going through today. I know that a lot of people are going through challenges, illnesses, job changes. Just met with a guy going through a job change. And pray, Father, that you'd be with us today with everything that's going on in our life. And help us to always look to Jesus as the good shepherd who died on the cross for our sins and demonstrates his love every day in our life. And help us to respond today and all the stuff going on with gratitude for such love that the good shepherd gives. We pray in the name of the Good Shepherd, Jesus. Amen.